Well, the television network CNN laughed and mocked Donald Trump daily. But who among us right now wouldn't like some more coffee about seven nasty tweets taking on the fake news media and gas at $1.85 a gallon? Raise your hand, because I'm in. Well, Brian Stelter and his program Reliable Sources continues to swirl and circle the drain of the toilet. The Washington Post, here was his lead from a couple of days ago. The Washington Post getting panned for a report on Stacey Abrams, Dave Portnoy bashing dishonest loser who ignored Barstool Fund, and Meghan McCain being troubled by Biden's abortion stance. Those were the top media headlines. The dismal turnout for Stelter on Father's Day, his edition of Reliable Sources, 650,000 viewers in a country of 335 million, 650,000, that's it. It's the first time they've sunk below 700,000. They continue their progression toward the video cemetery. You know, the little fat kid isn't going to make it. The Fox News direct competition in the same time slot media buzz with Howie, well, it got 1.14 million. Remember, CNN fired Howie. Stelter's 35 years old. Is that it? He looks 50. Good Lord, he looks awful. I had no idea. They lost 13% of their viewers from June 13th episode until Father's Day, which was the smallest viewership before. Nobody cares. You know, hobnobbing with Jeffrey Toobin isn't gonna get it done. Brian Stelter is, I'm not going to say he's the worst. Brian Stelter is a symptom of a disease in the American media, a self-serving punk who takes one side over the other blatantly on a regular basis, and now the ratings are falling apart. What a shock. What a shock. Looking out of the pandemic, British scientist Peter Daszak has been fired from the COVID commission looking into the origins of the pandemic after helping secretly denounce the lab leak theory while failing to mention his close ties to the same facility. The scandal hit scientists' departure from the UN-backed Lancet Commission into the virus's origins revealed on its website yesterday. It added a sentence in brackets under his photo and above his biography saying, recused from commission work on the origins of the pandemic. No further information available. Daszak is the 55-year-old president of the New York-based EcoHealth Alliance, one of 28 experts around the world asked to analyze how to best respond to the pandemic, and one of the guys that was in that secret meeting with Anthony Fauci, who should also be relieved of his job immediately. But these guys knew that it was most likely released, the virus that is released from the lab in Wuhan, the Wuhan Institute of Virology. But Daszak's presence on a number of bodies investigating the origins of COVID proved controversial because he has links to the Wuhan Institute and its chief researcher, the Batwoman, Dr. Shi Zheng Li, the Batwoman of Wuhan. All sorts of conflicts of interest. Remember President Trump among the first to point the finger at the Wuhan lab as a source of the outbreak, but his suggestion dismissed as conspiracy theory. Because who would think that a lab that dabbles with viruses right in the middle of Wuhan would have anything to do with such a thing? Meanwhile, back in the lab, back in front of yet another TV camera, Tony Fauci continued to flail, desperately trying to resurrect his reputation that he destroyed almost single-handedly by flip-flopping on just about everything and by trying to cover up the origins of the worldwide pandemic His latest plan is to return to the tried-and-true fear-mongering approach, but it just seems nobody cares about Tony Fauci that much anymore. But listen, here he is, Bite 7. Roll it.
Similar to the situation in the UK, the Delta variant is currently the greatest threat in the U.S. to our attempt to eliminate COVID-19. Good news, our vaccines are effective against the Delta variant. Conclusion, we have the tools, so let's use them and crush the outbreak.
Yeah, we have the tools, all right. Let's crush Anthony Fauci saying, no more cameras, Tony. Yeah, you're banned from camera time from this point forward. You're grounded from the cameras. Oh, and by the way, you're fired. Tony Fauci misled Americans. Tony Fauci deceived the world. Tony Fauci is dishonest, and Tony Fauci went behind your back and mine to have secret meetings with Peter Daszak and others to try to hide the true origins of the Wuhan virus. Now, why would you do that? If you're truly a scientist, if you truly care about science and the truth, wouldn't you try really hard to figure out what the truth is? Not to bury it, not to hide it, not to conceal it. And if you did conceal it or tried to do that, what would be the reason for that? And the answer is the same as it is always. It's age old. Follow the money. Follow the money, boys and girls, because it leads right cha-ching into Tony's pocket. And there it is for you and everyone else to see. All right. Big show today. Kathy Barnett, Julie Gunlight, Michael Maybach, a whole lot of other folks here to talk about the national popular vote, school board intimidation of parents, which they're not intimidated anymore. We'll talk about that in hour number two, and the return of Muskox today. Just in time for the 4th of July, a special you want to hear about from an American company taking care of you. Good news everywhere. Hey, good to have you. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Find out more at stevegruber.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. What are you doing? Push the button. Facebook, Twitter, go.